Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Jason Van Heukelum, Superintendent of Winchester Public Schools. Welcome to the program, Jason. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Robert. Glad to be here.
Well, the first day of students came Thursday, August 10th. How did day one go?
Day one was great. We had a fantastic back to school. I was up and at them early, 6:30 in the morning, on a bus, going out to meet our first students that were being picked up and taken to John Kerr Elementary School. It's always great to see the kids standing at the bus stop with their parents and their phones out, taking pictures. Still putting last-minute preparations, braiding hair as the kids get on the bus. But kids were excited. They had brand-new backpacks and shiny shoes and putting their best foot forward as they start the year.
Winchester, among the earlier starters of the school year, most others in the region not too far behind, though. Why the early start?
Yeah, the primary driver for us with the early start is our high school schedule. We're on a block schedule, very similar to a college or university. So our high school kids take four classes in the fall, and then they take four classes in the spring. So this allows us to finalize their exams for first semester before we leave for winter break. We have a nice break, and they come back and start a whole fresh new slate of classes in January. So that's the number one driver. Of course, another driver is weather and the number of snow days that we sometimes get here in Winchester. Of course, we never can predict what that's going to be like year to year, but certainly the high school schedule is the number one driver.
How's the growth projection for this year?
As far as student population, we're typically growing about 1% a year, which for us is about 30 to 40 kids. We will probably do that again this year. So it's not a huge growth projection. As you know, Winchester is pretty well landlocked. So while this region certainly is growing like crazy and will continue to grow with all of the new businesses moving to this area, most of the new housing development will probably happen not in the city of Winchester, but in the county and surrounding counties.
The new school year features many changes. Let's start at elementary schools. Please tell us a little bit about the learning themes.
Each of our schools have taken on a theme for the year, and so we have two schools that are embarking down a global education theme where they will be infusing global themes into the curriculum and trying to I think the best way to put it is make global citizens out of our students and make them aware of their place in the world here in Winchester locally. Here within our state in Virginia, within our country, and then within the world, and how they can be global citizens. So then we have two other schools that are focusing on STEM, and STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, and those schools as well are infusing that into their curriculum. And then we are also having some what we call cross-pollination, where the schools will learn from each other. So if you're a student at the global school, you will also partake in some STEM activities. And likewise, if you're a school at the STEM school, you will partake in global education activities. So the themes allow our schools and teachers to focus their curriculum, but really the power comes in that it creates engaging instruction for kids. We have to teach math, we got to teach reading and science and social studies. Sometimes those subjects in and of themselves aren't quite as exciting. And so we layer that theme in there to really bring relevance to the students and get them super excited about learning.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Winchester School Superintendent Jason Van Heukelum. Well, another new change is Daniel Morgan, now operating as an intermediate and a middle school. What's the rationale for that switch?
Yeah, that's a great question. We made that decision back in February of last year with the school board. One of the primary reasons was the size of the school. So we had a fifth grade through eighth grade middle school. It had 1,400 students, a really big middle school, top 20 in the state. And so it's just really hard to manage with one leader. In addition, we have a unique grade span, age span there. Fifth graders are 10 years old and eighth graders are 14 years old. And as you know, a lot of development is happening in those years. So we wanted to do a couple things. One, we wanted to create smaller learning communities. So having two schools of about 650 students is going to create that smaller feel. And then we wanted dedicated leadership at each of those schools to really lead in an age-appropriate way so that our fifth and sixth graders were experiencing education that's very appropriate for 10 and 11 year olds, and our middle school kids, as they transition on up into high school, are having a age appropriate instruction for them. So a lot of it centered around those two priorities. Also, I think there's an identity piece in that. As kids get older, who am I, and what am I all about? And certainly we have a philosophy of let's keep the kids as young as possible, as long as possible. I know as a parent, that's something my wife and I are also strive to do. And so keeping them as young as possible, as long as possible, is another reason.
Well, at Hamley High School, the cafeteria has been upgraded. Has that been a hit?
Absolutely. The kids are very excited about that. In fact, some of the seniors said to us the other day, man, this is my last year, and I wish I had had this all 4 years. So they are excited. It's fresh, clean look. Have some televisions in there with news and sports playing in the background. Much more of a cafe style. So kids seem to enjoy it.
What are your priorities for the new year?
Certainly, one of our biggest priorities as a division is the Danny Morgan Intermediate and Middle School. We want to get them off to a really good start. They've had a great start to the year, both logistically but also instructionally. As you know, that is the one school that is not accredited by the state of Virginia. So we have some work to do there academically to make sure our kids are performing where they need to. So, you know, our number one goal is to make sure we have all of our schools accredited by the state of Virginia, which means they are having proficiency rates above 75%. And so that is certainly a major target for the division and a focus. Another focus for us instructionally is to really make sure that learning is engaging for our kids and downright fun sometimes. That's okay to have some fun at school. So we're focusing on an initiative called project-based learning, which allows our teachers to teach the content through active, hands-on, engaging projects where kids are involved in collaborative groups and working together to solve real problems of the day, both locally and internationally. We believe that model will create more engaging instruction and be more fun for kids from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade.
Does teacher retention remain a challenge?
Absolutely. Yeah. We continue to struggle with teacher retention in Winchester. We did a pretty good job of getting a healthy pay raise for our folks this year through the budget cycle. Some of our folks had upwards of a 5% raise, while everyone got a raise of at least 2%. But we're still behind the market, if you will. So we still lose teachers to other divisions because of salaries. So we're going to continue to work on that through the budget process. But, you know, it's not always all about money. And so we also need to really focus on supporting our teachers, both with student discipline, making sure our kids are respectful and we support teachers in that. And then also supporting our teachers instructionally and that they love coming to work every single day. So we want them to be paid very well. We want them to be paid at the market. But we also want them to love their job and be committed to Winchester Public Schools. So those are the strategies we're working on.
I'm Robert Allen talking with Winchester Public Schools Superintendent Jason Van Heukelum. Well, there has been some attention on Hamley AP and Honors courses after a conservative talk show host ran with a story of racial selection. I want to give you another chance to set the record straight on that.
Sure. Well, thank you, Robert. Yeah, that has added a lot of confusion here and very unfortunate. The headline is completely false. We do not in any way use race to determine what classes students can go into. Quite frankly, it goes against everything we believe in, and I would expect would be illegal. So that is completely false. We've never done that, never will do that. We do believe that we have more kids out there that could participate in an academically rigorous course of study, which is your AP, your advanced placement classes. And so certainly we are going to continue to nurture and to foster our students from a young age all the way through high school and encourage them to take some hard classes and be ready for college and go on and do great things through a university. And right now, our current enrollment in AP and honors does not necessarily reflect the makeup of our student body. And so we want to encourage more of our minority students to partake in those classes. We certainly want them to be prepared. We're not going to throw them into the deep end without being prepared. But we believe there's more kids out there that could benefit from these rigorous courses.
Were you surprised that story took off? Encouraging is totally different than quotas, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was surprised. You know, we sent a letter back to our back to school letter, our principal did. You know, we maybe could have explained that differently to our families to help mitigate that confusion. So that's something we were reflecting on and said, hey, how do we message that? How do we help people understand what we're trying to do? So we own that piece, but certainly that is furthest from the truth. And I'm really, it's unfortunate that that news headline took off because it's not does not represent who we are here in Winchester as a city, or our school division, or the principal at Hanley High School.
That's a good example of the importance of communication. So if the parents, the general public, they want to stay up to date with what's going on at Winchester Public Schools, how should they go about it?
Sure, certainly, you know, stay abreast of things on our Facebook page and Twitter. Our website is another good tool. We live in a digital age, so those social media and digital tools are the primary ways. I'd encourage parents to download the PowerSchool app. That's our student information system where they can track their students' grades, log in and see the grades that their kids are making live almost on a day-to-day basis, and make sure they're talking with their children about how to be successful in school. And we're looking forward to a great school year.
Well, we are out of time for this week. Winchester Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Jason Van Heukelum, thank you so much for being on the show, and best of luck with the new year.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.